We're talking today with Justin Saskel for the Winfield folks. And Justin, let's talk a little bit about fall of 2014 here for the 15 crop. We've got, I know, both what winter canola and wheat that you've got into your answer plots. How are the setup of the answer plots going this fall here in the Southern Plains?
They're going pretty well so far. As you mentioned, we have canola and wheat in them. As far as stand establishment go, we kind of suffer the same issues some of the growers across the state struggle with, in between rains and not less than ideal soil conditions, as far as being a little too loose or not be able to get enough moisture to get it worked back down again. So we have three sites in Oklahoma, three demonstration sites. We have a fourth site, which is going to be research only, and then we have a couple more sites up in Kansas. And overall, the wheat in all six of those sites looks very, very good at this point in time. The canola, most of the sites, the canola looks very good. In a couple of sites, we didn't quite get the stand we would like. A little thin, you know, when it comes from a data standpoint, we're going to struggle a little bit there. But for the most part, though, we're pretty happy where we are right now.
We're giving you locations for the ones that the public can tell, you know, take a look at.
I started out west. One of them is south of Bessie. The other one is in Hennessy. The third one is in Pond Creek. And we also have a site up south of Anthony, Kansas, and also another site up on Garden Plain, Kansas.
So you've got several locations that folks can check out your varieties and some of the various, I guess, what agronomic practices that would be, you know, as far as chemicals, these type of things as the season goes on, right?
Yes, that's correct. So all the sites have what we call the research side of the plot, and everything over there is replicated data. And then we also have a demonstration piece for all the sites also, too. So we have some things planned for out there. We're going to have some disasters out there, and that's on purpose. Some of the things we can do with these sites, you know, we went in there, actually went in, and for canola, for example, we actually went in and seeded weeds in there, which wheat is our weed in this situation, but we had a pretty good stand of wheat out there to show the importance of weed control. So we have both out there, the demonstration piece, and we're able to go in there and kind of dig up plants, destroy plants as many as we want to, not have any effect at all on the research side of it, too.
As far as the acres coming in this fall, sounds like we were down a little bit in Oklahoma, maybe up a little bit in Kansas on acres overall. How'd sales go of your varieties for Winfield?
Overall, pretty well. I don't think anybody's really been able to nail down any really hard numbers yet on acres planted. Based on kind of what I've been hearing, it sounds like northern Oklahoma, we're sitting in pretty good shape. We had a pretty good sales season to reflect that. What I've been hearing, the farther south you go, you get south of I-40, the acres may be down quite a bit down that way, what I'm hearing. Also, you know, the southern Kansas area, those guys, seems like they increase their acres up there. But I don't think anybody has been able to really put together any kind of numbers yet on how many acres are actually out there. Hopefully we'll know something here within the next month or two, I guess. So.